besides the five key parameters of the SMMs 1 to 5, which we are easing, we are also making five additional adjustments that are setting specifics. These will also apply from next Tuesday, and let me touch on them briefly. First, dining in at F&B establishments. With group size moving to 10 pax, you can have 10 fully vaccinated persons dining together in F&B establishments, so long as there are upfront checks done at the entrance to ensure that these are fully vaccinated persons. But we recognize that some F&B operators face difficulties putting in place these access control points and doing these checks on their customers, especially for operators of coffee shops and hawker centers. So we will make some adjustments to the implementation on the ground. And in particular, we will allow all F&B establishments to seat groups of up to five fully vaccinated persons without the need for full checks at the entrance. So if you do not want to have the access control points and do full checks at the entrance, then you can have the flexibility of having five vaccinated persons dine in together. And instead of these upfront checks at the entrance, we will have random spot checks to ensure that only vaccinated persons are dining in at these places, and the onus will be placed on the dining in individuals to abide by the rules, namely that they should be fully vaccinated. We hope this will ease the operational burden for our F&B operators. Second, alcohol consumption. The current restriction in F&B establishments on the sale and consumption of alcohol after 10:30 p.m. will be lifted. Third, live performances will be allowed to resume at all venues, including F&B establishments. We will also allow the screening of live broadcast programs at these establishments, and outdoor live performances and basking will be allowed to resume too. Fourth, larger scale social events and gatherings. Up to now, we've only allowed marriage solemnizations and wedding receptions because these are key life events, and we've held back from other large-scale social gatherings and events like gala dinners, corporate D&D events, birthday celebrations, or anniversaries. We will now allow such social events and gatherings to resume. These events should still comply with SMM 1 to 5, and that means you should not have more than 10 persons per table. Safe distancing of 1 meter should still apply, and we would continue to encourage all participants to exercise prudence and self-restraint and limit your interactions to the same group that you are seated with. Fifth, vocalization activities. We had also previously taken a strong position against such group vocalization activities like mass singing because of the higher risk of transmission. But given that we are now in a different position, we will start easing this restriction. So long as masks are worn throughout such activities, we will allow for congregational singing, cheering by audiences or participants at events, as well as singing in general settings, including our schools. So all of these five changes which I've just outlined will take effect from next Tuesday onwards. And the relevant agencies will provide more details on any further detailed requirements specific to their sectors. There is one more area which we are looking into, and that's the safe resumption of nightlife businesses. And that includes bars, pubs, karaoke establishments, as well as nightclubs. These are activities with higher risk of transmission, and it is also generally more difficult to comply with the prevailing SMM 1 to 5 in these settings. So the agencies are still looking into these the resumption of activities in these areas, and they will provide an update on the reopening of the nightlife sector in the coming weeks. Let me conclude. We are making a major move to ease up further, both at our borders and also within our community. But we are deliberately not going for a complete opening, as you have heard just now from the Prime Minister and several ministers on this panel, because the pandemic is not over and there will be more surprises ahead of us. So I hope everyone understands the rationale for our opening up and take the changes in the right spirit. By all means, let us cherish these hard-earned relaxations, make full use of them to resume more normal lives and to reconnect with one another. But please do not let our guard down and abandon all caution. Continue to uphold personal and social responsibility and be mentally prepared that the situation can worsen. There is always the risk down the road that our healthcare system may come under tremendous pressure again, that we may see new variants that are more aggressive and dangerous. And if such a situation were to arise, we may have no choice but to tighten our restrictions again, and we hope everyone understands this. Whatever happens along the way, I want to assure all of you that the MTF will remain committed to our mission to protect lives and livelihoods, to see through this pandemic, and to emerge stronger as one united people.